101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. On the phone right now, it's Ken Kreitz, a.k.a. the K-Train, our friend from RotoWire, getting us ready with all of our fantasy needs. Ken, we invite you back this week despite the fact that you stood us up last week for our Thursday night football party.
You know, guys, you caught me off guard with that invitation, and I promised the wife a date night last Thursday.
Well, we're going to be at Rozzy's Tavern tonight if you want to make amends.
You know what? I'm in next Thursday, but I've got family in town tonight. Sorry.
Yeah, you're in next Thursday and the Thursday after that, and after that, I've heard that before.
My sober neighbors will vouch for me that I'm usually pretty good with the beverages. Don't worry. I will be happy to go out.
All right. Sounds good. We'll forgive you. We're going to be at Rozzy's tonight. We're watching the Cardinals and the 49ers, and I got to be honest, there is nobody I am playing in this game outside of Carlos Hyde of the 49ers. We got no Carson Palmer, so I don't trust any wide receivers on Arizona. Blaine Gabbert is the quarterback of San Francisco. I'm looking at no wide receivers on the 49ers. Carlos Hyde's the only guy I'm playing. Am I wrong?
I think you're going to see a very heavy dose of David Johnson. But, yeah, their backup's pretty awful at QB. So without Palmer, you do have to wonder how that whole Cardinal offense is going to produce. And frankly, yeah, other than Carlos Hyde, that Niner offense is pretty terrible. I mean, if you're desperate for receivers, Torrey Smith is their main guy, but that's a pretty bad conservative offense.
All right, Tom Brady, you're going to be at the game in Cleveland at TB12's return. Is he an instant play for me right now, or are we going to expect him to kind of have to baby his way back into the offense?
Not at all. Instant play. We've got him ranked number 3 at QB this week. You know, frankly, playing whatever QB is facing Cleveland is always a good approach to take. But, first ballot Hall of Famer Tom Brady, you have to play him immediately. He's going to have a huge game. You've seen the quotes from anonymous defensive coordinators saying they're scared about Tommy's return. You know, not only do you get excited for Brady, but you really got to upgrade all the Patriot receivers. They've been run heavy. These first four games, you have to assume that switches when TB12 comes back.
Is this the week that Gronk gets going? Is this the week where Gronk fantasy owners are finally paid off for what was probably a very high pick?
Boy, I sure hope so, and I have him on a few of my squads. You know, it's not really so much about the QB as it is his health, and hamstring issues linger. I think he was on the field for about two-thirds of their snaps last week. Certainly hope to see him on the field for about 80% of the snaps this week against Cleveland. Cleveland's been terrible, terrible against slot receiver and tight ends. So this would be the great game for him to explode. It's kind of all about your other options, but we've got Gronk ranked 3rd. You know, this certainly seems like the time to play him.
All right, the bye weeks are in full force now. We've got Jacksonville, the Chiefs, the Saints, and the Seahawks all on the bye. So that means we don't get at wide receiver. We don't get Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson in Jacksonville. We don't get Jeremy Maclin. We don't get Doug Baldwin or Tyler Lockett. Who are some waiver wire wide receivers we can fill out our lineups with?
Well, if Terrell Pryor's still out there, we like him in Cleveland because he's also running the ball and throwing some passes. Expect a big game from Sammy Coates in Pittsburgh as he faces the Jets, who've been giving up a lot of long balls. You know, with Eric Decker still hurt for the Jets, Quincy Enunwa is a very good option for that Jets offense. So those are three options for you.
How about anyone who's got Seattle's defense? They have arguably the number one defense. You know, Minnesota's up there as well. But anyone who's got Seattle's defense is counting on them a lot of the weeks. Who are some waiver wire defenses that you're seeing being scooped up?
The Bills against the Rams. We've got ranked 5th, and that's a really nice matchup against a conservative Rams offense. They're open on a lot of waiver wires. I like them a lot. And Houston against Minnesota. We'll see, just because Minnesota also a conservative offense. We have them ranked 11th, and they should be available on a lot of waiver wires. But I'd look for Buffalo first.
Ken Kreitz, the K-Train from RotoWire, with us on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. It is Champlain Valley Game Night, going all the way up until Red Sox baseball. Game 1 of the ALDS. Running back, we've got a problem at running back, too. We've got Latavius Murray in Oakland, who's probably out. Tampa Bay, what's up with their backfield with Doug Martin? Justin Forsett just got cut from Baltimore. What are we doing here at running back?
Things are messy. And, yeah, so Oakland, they really want to go to Washington, the rookie, anyways. He had a pretty ugly fumble, but he could get a lot of carries for the Raiders. So look for Washington on your waiver wire. Tampa Bay's a mess that I just avoid. Doug Martin's out. Chris Martin, Martin hurt his knee at the end of Charles Sims hurt his knee at the end of the game last week. He's probably going to see about 40% of the snaps. They picked up Rodgers, Jaquizz Rodgers. That's going to be a dicey situation. I'd frankly just avoid the Tampa Bay backfield altogether. If Terrence West of the Ravens is on your waiver wire, absolutely pick him up. By cutting Forsett, the Ravens have clearly indicated that West is going to be their main carrier, though Dixon may also get some cuts. And then I'm not so sure Jennings is going to play again for the Giants. That's going to be a mess, a committee mess, with Jennings, Darkwa, and Rainey. So, a lot of issues and opportunities in the running back situation this week.
Do you have any hard and fast rules when it comes to fantasy? Like, if I'm playing fantasy baseball and I got a lefty hitter in my lineup, I'm taking him out against Clayton Kershaw, no matter who it is, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Do you have any hard and fast fantasy football rules? Like, I'm not playing anybody against Seattle's defense. I'm not playing anybody against Minnesota's defense. Do you have rules like that?
Absolutely. So I think the first rule is you've got to know if your league is a PPR one or not. So if you get points per reception, that makes you tend to lean towards wide receivers and running backs who get a lot of catches. That's kind of rule number one. Rule number two, is it a one or two QB league? But that really applies a lot more to your draft strategy. The third rule that I love is I just like to look at the over-unders of the games. And if you're going to see a lot of points, those are games you know you want to own players. And the reverse of that, if it's a very low over-under like Buffalo Rams, they're only at 39 expected total points. I want to avoid that matchup altogether except for defenses. There aren't any particularly high over-unders this week, so that's not as helpful. Maybe, you know, Giants-Green Bay is at 48, but often you can get over-unders in the 50s, and those are games you want to be a part of.
Ken Kreitz, the K-Train from RotoWire with us on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Last week in London, we had Jaguars-Colts. Have you seen a trend now? London games been going on for like 10 years. Are there traditionally lower fantasy totals in the London games?
The sample size is a little too small to know that, but you're right. Certainly the pace of games seems slower. The snap counts seem a little slower. Mostly the biggest issue about, and there is no game this week, so that's helpful. The biggest issue with these early start games is you've got to get up earlier on Sunday and check the injury news sooner to know who is and isn't going to play. You know, the killer is if you sit down at noon to check injuries, you've got a guy out, but your backup has already started the game at 9 a.m., and now you can't play him. So I think it's more just about checking your lineups earlier and looking for injuries and who is and is not going to play.
Again, I got to go back to the Patriots and the Giants, our two teams here. What do you do with Odell Beckham Jr., who we have no idea if he's one outburst away from being benched? Like, is he still right, a must-play? Are we now waiting to see what his attitude does? And is this now the time where, like Gronk, we expect Julian Edelman to really become a fantasy asset again?
Well, first for Beckham, you know, if you drafted him, he was your first-round pick, and it's highly unlikely you've got a great other option at receiver. You're right. You've got to cross your fingers and hope he doesn't get benched for another emotional outburst. The Giants did come out and say they would bench him. I would think, though, even if he has another bad outburst, what are they going to bench him for? Maybe one possession? You know, I can't see them sitting him an entire game. They need him, especially with no running backs. The Giants need Beckham. They're not going to bench him too long. We have Edelman on our board at 20th wide receiver this week. That's probably his highest for the season so far. We've bumped up all the Patriot receivers. The only concern with Edelman is how much is the split going to be between Edelman and Amendola? They tend to be very similar receivers. In the past, usually one's been hurt, you knew the other was going to get the bulk of receptions. But now that both Edelman and Amendola and even Chris Hogan are healthy, we're still yet to see in the Tom Brady-led offense who he'll prefer. I tend to assume he'll sort of side with Edelman. And the good news is you just know there's going to be a lot more passing and a lot less rushing for these Patriots.
Ken Kreitz, the K-Train. We're going to be out at Rozzy's tonight watching Thursday Night Football. He apparently will not be with us. But, hey, we'll try next week. Ken, thanks for being with us.
Brady, my pleasure. And I am there next Thursday. Have a good time at Rozzy's.